Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
La 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 la. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Tuesday. It's a big day. Huge day, really. A lot of people. For a lot of people, it's like, it'll be over after today. For me, I'm going to be like, and then we never talked about politics again. It's fantastic. Hi. This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the page, well, most things, a lot of things, they go right up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So it's an easy place to, if you heard us talking about something, you're like, oh, let me look at that. Start with the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Chances are we put a link up there. Make sure to stay updated and check out our Facebook page. Put like a lot of new movies and shows, like the Squid Game Season 2 teaser is up there right Ooh. Now. I know. The deadly games begin again. And I
can it.
There are spoilers. I already see what the plot is.
Can it in any way? Because the sophomore slump is real. Mm. Like, can it keep that energy going that it once had?
You know, I worry that it will be. Remember how in the Hunger Games, that first one, you know, you're like, how can they get her back in the, and they figure out a way to do it. So they figure out a way to be able to make it interesting. And because to me, the Hunger Games themselves were the thing. Like in the third one, there's a lot less of that. It's more about these, you know, this District 13 or
I
whatever.
I fell right off that.
Yeah. I just felt like I really want the game. So that was the thing about Squid Game was they were playing it. And then the one guy, if you haven't watched any of it, that first season is great.
Surprisingly good.
Really interesting and weird.
But it will come off, and that's my problem with this season two. It comes off as a one and done.
Because how can they?
So it was surprising, good. That as bad as some of the acting was, it was perfect. That lady and the like, some of that stuff, you're just like, this is terrible, but it's also perfect. It can't be recaptured. If they pull it off, I'll fall right over.
Will you?
I'll give it a chance.
Yeah. I'll give it a chance.
I'll probably wait and hear what people have to say, but I will fall right out of my seat if it's great.
So this is Netflix, right? Let me see. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because they drop it all at once, which means somebody will, the very next day, will have watched the whole thing.
Yep.
And they'll be yapping about it. Or they'll have watched one episode and gone, or half an episode and said, no, that's okay. There's a massive spoiler right in the title of the story. So I'm not going to say anything about it because I wondered to myself, how are they going to make this work? Is he going to be on the outside looking in, trying to figure like what's going to happen? And they tell me in this one line, so if you do not want to know, do not watch this trailer. But there is a teaser trailer.
There's only one thing that I can think of that is left unaddressed in the first season. There's only the one thing. And so I don't know if that's what is at the center of the new thing. I don't want to say. I won't say.
It says here when season two begins, it's been 3 years. That's okay. The only thing I can, that's the only thing I feel like I can tell you without it being at any kind. I'm telling you, as I'm reading this, I'm like, holy, tell me too much stuff, but there's just a little official teaser and it's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Some of the stuff in the first season I felt was just classic storytelling where this guy's a loser. He's a bad dad and a bad husband and
didn't even like the show. I didn't like it until he went into the game. He was a jerk.
He finds his character and who he is and starts to do better and make better decisions and do better. But he never did that for his own daughter or his own wife or his own mom, but he found a way in that setting. And so there's some redemption there.
Some. But you do feel like, well, and then at the end, there's some other.
Right.
Right. But it's for like not the people that should have mattered to him to begin with. Squid Game Season 2 premieres December 26th on Netflix, and it'll be back for a third and final season sometime next year, according to this story from Entertainment.
Okay.
Tonight, or Entertainment Weekly.
Could be just a cash grab, everyone.
I mean, Right. Maybe, though, it'll be a cash grab that we actually enjoy.
Whoever wrote that says, no, that's finished. Here's $1 million or whatever. Okay.
$1 million.
Yeah, I just figured out how to write another season. Imagine that.
I just had an idea. It's a $50 million idea.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, I didn't even mean to do that whole thing right there. I was laughing this morning because as I'm looking through my prep and everything, I see, you know, what's on TV tonight, what's going on. And here it is. Election Night, live with Brian Williams. Election Night, decision 2024. Election Night, 2024. Your voice, your vote. America Decides, campaign 2024, Election Night. Fox Democracy 2024, Decision Desk 2024. The Daily Show presents a live Election Night special with Jon Stewart in Decision 2024. Nothing we can do about it now. And all the late night talk shows have been preempted. So basically, unless you have something that you can find on demand elsewhere, you're going to be watching some election coverage.
Watch something comforting.
Yeah. You know what? Put on an episode of our podcast where we don't talk about politics. In fact, I could do a big speech about politics right now.
Don't.
I never would. Especially, why would I when I could let a Guardian of the Galaxy do it for me? That's right. Star-Lord, everyone. Here's what he's got to say about this. Chris Pratt actually wrote an op, one of the Chris's. I don't, didn't we recently rank the Chris's? I mean, it's definitely Chris Hemsworth first, right? Like, he's the hottest Chris.
Well, I think that's, well, I'll leave that up to you. The hottest Chris?
Who do you think is the hottest Chris?
Well, it's not the hottest Chris. I would think it's the one you have enjoyed the most.
Oh, no, I'm talking sheer hotness.
Oh, which one I'm boning?
Yes, which one are you going to bone?
It's not Chris Pratt.
No, nope. Actually, I think Chris Pratt for me might be second because I'm not into Chris Evans and I'm not into Chris Pine.
I think I'd probably bone Chris Pine before I do Hemsworth and I like an Australian accent, but he's a little beefy for me. And I feel like I might.
He might break you.
I might have a problem.
Anyway, Chris Pratt. One of the sub Chris's.
If you want someone to make you laugh in bed, Chris Pratt's the guy.
Oh, I don't know. I think Chris Hemsworth has that handled.
He is hunky.
Right. And of course, in the remake of Vacation, or I guess, I don't know what it was called, like the, Grandchildren of the Griswolds or whatever that one was called. There is the funniest damn scene is him and Christina Applegate. And he is just so packed into his tidy whities that it is the best. It's the best thing I've ever seen in my life. So fun. So good.
You do love Wiener.
I do get that was a prosthetic, though.
You do? Understand.
Yes.
Are you sure?
No. I hope it isn't. I hope it's not, but it has to be. Nobody can have all that. It's just too much.
Yet, he's your pick, isn't he?
He is my pick.
Yeah, he is your pick.
Yeah, it says a lot.
Yeah. So anyway, Star-Lord says he wrote an op-ed for his mother-in-law, Maria Shriver's website. And he endorses no one. No one except America. He said, and I like his quotes, so I'm going to do it. I've been thinking a lot about where we'll be as a nation on November 6th. That'd be tomorrow. How we can attempt to move forward after so much division, to find a way to come together after the election, no matter who wins or loses. It's okay to take a moment, lick your wounds when you lose. Heck, go ahead and cry in the mirror. But if we become too paralyzed by defeat or too pompous in victory, allegiance to our team can blind us to the fact that we're fellow countrymen. He goes on to say, no matter who wins, there are still going to be people who need help in this country, and we should find them and help them. He also said, if your candidate wins and your neighbor voted the other way, you should check in on them. Ask them how they're doing. See if there's a way that you can help. I thought, there you go. Isn't that nice? We don't have to let this divide us. We can even fight against it.
I like it.
Congrats to Margot Robbie and her husband, Tom Ackerley. They have a baby. They got married in 2016 and they, a little baby boy. I don't see a name here, although this story's from yesterday. Maybe they've released that since then. But anyway, I'm sure it'll be the most beautiful baby of all time.
Well, she's beyond stunning, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
I forget what movie it is, but and she just plays a hot chick in the movie. Is it the Leo DiCaprio movie? The Wolf Street? Wall Street?
It's the short It's The Big Short.
Whatever it is.
He might be in that, but she's in a bathtub explaining how economics work.
And I realize there's filters and they, you know, light it well and stuff, but that's a person who doesn't appear to live among us. Like, oh, there's right. no wrinkles, there's no life. Is it, she's got no, like, injury to her person having lived any life. Mm. You don't know how anyone can get through that.
She's like a perfect specimen.
There's no wrinkles. There's not a, it's all symmetrical. It's all beyond belief. That girl.
This Tom Ackerley guy that she married, not perfect.
No.
Very kind of cute. He is cute, but he's sort of regular looking. Is he rich? Well, can you find out what he does?
Like, no.
What's remarkable about him?
He's not rich. He couldn't possibly be.
Why? He's not good looking enough?
No, of course he's rich.
He's a film producer and actor.
Oh, is he? What's he producing? What's he in? This is just, she calls him a normie.
He had something to do with Harry Potter, Saltburn, Barbie,
Saltburn's
Terminal,
great.
I, Tonya, a lot of her stuff.
She calls him a normie?
Mm-hmm. She says he doesn't want to be in the spotlight.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
That is a term often used by drunks for people who can drink.
Oh.
A normie.
Yeah.
Well, this would be, but she's like drunk as a star. He's not a star. He's
Got
a normie.
It. Normie.
Yeah. Anyway, there's that. So this is, I have to admit that I do like the Goop list and the Oprah's favorite things list. They're fun and it is, and it's, but I was reading this year's with Oprah and it just seems to be a lot of her celebrity friends and their junk.
Do you feel like that admission in some way is being out on a limb? Like I do have to admit?
Yeah, in a way, because I definitely.
Is it pretentious? These lists?
Sometimes they are. Like okay. there's definitely things on there that like they added up all the stuff on the Goop list and it's like $186,000.
Okay.
Like you could never buy it all. Not that you would, but it's, as I looked through the Oprah one this year, it's a lot of, and there are affordable things. In fact, I could post this one up. There's one that was like the things that are on her list that are under $50. So there are things that you can get from, and I bought a pair of shoes one time off Oprah's favorite things list, and they didn't live up to my hopes. I thought, well, if they're Oprah's favorite thing, they must be like the very best shoes ever. And they're just okay. In fact, I think I've already donated them. I put a little tag on them and said, this was one of Oprah's favorite things. These are special. Goodwill people, charge $5 more for those. Anyway. So these lists are out. I put them up. I put at least the full list up on the Sarah & Vinny Facebook page. But as I start scrolling down through it, I'm like, oh, this is all celebrity stuff. First of all, one of the things is Beats Studio Pro X Kim Kardashian Bluetooth noise canceling headphones.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the color. They're like they look like sort of a medium skin tone. Like she always, a lot of her stuff is even like her makeup stuff and things that the Skims themselves are all this sort of like variations on skin tone. And that's what these Beats headphones are too. So they have an impressive 40 hour battery life. That sounds great.
Okay.
You know, your Bluetooth headphones. And they say they're comfy and they channel Kim Kardashian style. And there she is kind of barely holding them. She doesn't want to mess her hair up. So she's barely holding them on her head.
I'm a no on those. And I wear headphones daily. That's
they're
a no.
$189.
What?
Yep. $189.
That's what Beats cost. About.
Actually, by the way, they're like half price. This here says that they're normally $350. So now you get them for under $200. I know.
Okay.
A lot of makeup stuff. There's this looks interesting.
Are headphones a status symbol? Is that what's happening there?
I mean, I guess so, right?
Absolutely.
Has the big B on the side.
I definitely see people, athletes a lot of time will have their headphones on while they're getting ready pre-game.
Right.
You know, out on the field,
walking
they're wearing
out,
their.
Right.
But I never thought of that as, I want to spend $400.
So I'm into headphones. So I'm into headphones too. I have a few pairs of Beats. I like Beats a lot. But the status symbol now is the Apple headphones because those are $500.
Oh,
so Apple headphones. I don't even know about these.
They're fantastic.
What's so fantastic about them?
I've used them. I don't have the little in-ears
that are like a
No. They're like those are AirPods.
Right, but they're like a. They're a listening device, a hearing aid.
No. They have the big ones because I can't
full
wear the
coverage.
Yeah, I can't wear the in-ears anymore because I get tinnitus or whatever it is in your ears. They're just really quality, and they have great noise canceling. But that's like a status symbol. So
you have a pair of those.
I do not have a pair of those.
But that's what you want for Christmas.
I would love a pair of those, yes. If you're listening, Santa.
Santa's out there. Santa's always listening, kids. Don't say mean things behind your parents' back. I thought these rainbow of skin tones is the thing because I'm looking at this Tracee Ellis Ross blow dryer.
Oh, they're called AirPods. I'm so sorry, but I was looking that up the whole time. They're called AirPods Max. They are over-ear headphones, and they're $550.
Oh, wait. But they're calling them AirPods
AirPods Max. They're using the same as the AirPod 4, which is the in-ear.
Yeah.
These are over-ear full headphones, AirPods Max, for $549 a pair.
Mm.
They certainly look nice.
Don't sit on them because that is an expensive seat you just took.
But dang, that is too much. In my opinion.
I got to say, though, a good set of Bluetooth headphones is great because if you're walking or you're running or any of that stuff, those little, if your ears aren't the AirPods, is that what are they? AirPods?
AirPods.
They don't have like a flange that keeps them in your ear. Maybe some of the new ones do. Like I like the ones that you have a little flange and it sort of expands in there because otherwise if I just shake my head, the things fall out of my ears. Plus they get so nasty looking. Ugh. My ears are gross. Anyway, Tracee Ellis Ross blow dryer. There's a bunch of stuff on this. Like there's bakeware from Chrissy Teigen.
Your ears are gross.
Yeah, my ears are super gross.
Really?
Oh, you've said that before.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they stink. They smell bad, and they I clean them. I do all the things you do. There's not a bunch of wax in there. But when I use AirPods all the time, and they're freaking nasty. I have to constantly go with a little alcohol and a Q-tip. They just get bogus.
Mm.
I don't know if it's just me or most people.
I think most people have some of that, but I don't know how bad you're talking about.
Like, it's nasty.
Like, is it wretch worthy? Like, if I sniffed your ear, would I be all...
I don't know. I don't want you to, because even if you didn't do that, you'd do that. Because I know you. No, you're not smelling my ears.
I want to smell your ears.
No.
Maddie won't do it.
Maddie would do it. Maddie loves gross stinks. He loves gross stinks. He won't wash behind his ears in the shower because he likes the stink behind his ears.
That's not true.
That's not.
You've just been framed. Let me handle this. Yeah, don't frame him like that.
That is true.
He would never let the stuff develop on his behind his ear.
He goes like that, and then he smells his finger.
He would never do that.
Yes, he would. We had a long talk about it years ago.
Well, he's over it now.
I don't necessarily not wash behind my ear. I definitely wash behind my ears. But yeah, there is something about when it gets that little smell. It's kind of, yeah. It's gross.
See, you can't, right. He's going to barf. But here's the thing about Vinny. He's like, oh, I'm going to ret. Like, my body's having this reaction, but then he sticks his finger down his throat.
I do not. Stop saying that.
You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see. Won't take long.
I'm learning.
Also, the Goop list.
Oh.
The 27, supposedly the 27 things we'd buy. There's like, you know, it's broken down. You can get all different things at all different prices. There's a lot of. She's got a lot of food stuff on hers, which I can appreciate, like really nice cookies. Gwyneth has had her eyes done. I feel like the last time I saw her eyes look kind of regular, and now her eyes look really, really done, which is fine. Do what you're going to do to your face.
Tight or big?
Take a look. Like, she got her eyes. She got something done. Like, there's like a skin removal thing that gets done. Like, there's... just like, what's happening here?
Yeah, they're pulled back.
Yeah.
They're pinched back.
And actually, look at this shot too. I'm like, oh, that looks a little. But, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I'd be like, ah, she looked fouled. Or, oh my God, she got all jacked up. Whatever. Do whatever you're going to do. I guess when you're the spokesperson for Goop, you want to look your very best at all times.
Are the vajayjay candles on the list this year?
Do you mean the egg thing? Candles?
No, this candle smells like my vagina.
Oh, right. I didn't see them, but I didn't look through the entire thing. There's a ton of stuff on here. There's a $28,000 watch, a $3,900 infrared sauna, a foldable kayak for $1,999. A foldable kayak? Okay.
That's a no.
Well, storage is a thing with a kayak, but yeah, I don't want, there doesn't need to be any folding.
Be out on the water in that thing?
Sounds like it might have a hole in it. Foldable.
That's why it's such a good thing. It doesn't.
There's a $195 sex pillow.
Most of the shark encounters that I witness on video, because they post them all the time, are the fishermen who take a kayak out past the surf line, and they're out there fishing, and they often will post, like, you'll see a fin come up. And I just, there's that feeling like, well, you're going to just fall in. Like, how could you not? It's like a magnet pulling you into the water because now a shark has,
you might appear. As well just tip yourself over and make your face
so
available.
So frightening. I mean, oh my gosh. Just sit still. But I can't.
My God. Yeah, foldable kayak sounds like a
It's too sketchy for me. No thanks. Nope.
All right, I am out of time, Vincent. What is coming up in the news?
Well, your soulmate's in the news and more after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, fall into 5K a day. All this week, fall into 5K a day with Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. That is our free app. And Alice at 97.3. All you have to do is download the free Audacy app. Audacy. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour, and you'll get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's.
Wow.
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's Jack's.
It's Jack's, baby.
Check out Jack's, everyone. I had an unbelievably great breakfast burrito.
Mm.
I'm sure everything there is.
Right. Chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Herd chef.
What?
Herd chef. Herd.
Oh, that's from the bear?
Mm.
I haven't heard the herd. Yes, chef.
Yes, chef is, yeah.
I haven't heard the herd chef.
Herd chef.
That's.
Herd.
Roger. Just, is that Roger?
I think it's, yes.
Okay.
I hear and acknowledge. I guess, right? Heard.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what's happening. Partly cloudy today and windy. Red flag fire warning and possible power outages depending on where you're at.
Mm.
You know who you are, Napa.
Yep.
So be ready for that. And really, seriously, protect, you know, don't throw cigs out the window. Let's
do what you can.
Try not to start a fire today.
Exactly. Try not to.
Beyond that, we vote today. It's election day, everyone. Here's some random election day stuff.
Okay.
In a poll, 21% of Americans say they've gotten into an argument over politics with a friend or family member within the past year. That seems low. 21%?
I feel like it does feel like a low number, but I really feel like we've learned to not to.
Mm.
Because there are people I'll get up and leave the room. I don't want to be in a fight with you. I love you. And we are allowed to have different opinions on stuff.
Another 9% have argued with a coworker. 6% have argued with their own spouse or partner.
Oh, boy.
5% have argued with a neighbor. 60% of people say they haven't argued politics with any of those people. I haven't. There's I hate to say it because it's a Keanu Reeves quote, but it's very much like sort of how I've got my headspace centered these
You've
days.
You've piqued my interest, though. I'm in.
Keanu says something like, I've gotten to an age where I'm not willing to let anyone pull me into an argument. So if you say the sky's purple, sure it is. Have a great day.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, there it is. It sounds like you're passive or don't care, but the fact of the matter is your own headspace needs to be protected, especially if you're someone who can get provoked.
Heated. Right. Definitely. I'm going to take a page out of his book there. I think that's really good.
See if you can find that quote. It's a Keanu quote, which I know that everyone attributes everything to him because he seems so righteous. So it may actually not be a Keanu quote.
Oh, here it is. Keanu Reeves. I don't want no trouble.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah.
No, that's right. Right.
Got it. La 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 la. Uh-oh. Oh. Keep it breezy.
He's got so many quotes. What is it about? I'm sorry. Arguing.
You really are right though. That is there it is. That's
mine. I don't want no
trouble. That's my version of the same thing.
Exactly. Okay, here you go. I'm at a stage in life where I stay out of arguments. Even if you say 1 + 1 = 5, you're right. Have fun.
Yeah, there it is. That's the one.
You're right.
You're right.
I want no
Fine. I don't want no trouble. In order for it to be attributed to me, I had to break the English in order for it to be mine.
Yep, there you go. Vinny says, you're right. Have a nice day. He changed it up a little bit there.
15% of people say they regret how they voted in the previous election.
Oh, really?
Boomers and millennials are two generations more likely to have regrets.
Huh.
Let's see what else we got here. An online poll asked people if they'd be willing to sell their vote.
Oh.
Over a third said no.
Well, how much?
They want to vote themselves no matter the cost. Another third said, yeah, but it would cost $5,000.
$5,000. I mean, tempting.
Well, another poll asked people, would you give up your right to vote in exchange for eternal luck? 94% of people said, yep.
Yeah.
Eternal luck.
Your right to vote in exchange for eternal luck? Yes. See you in Vegas. Bye.
Bye.
You're going to couch surf at Tommy Igo's house? Is that
it? Yeah. I'm not going to need you for long because I'm going to hit it big that day. I'm going to go to one of those progressive slot machines. Actually, I'm going to go to all of them. Eternal luck.
Anyway.
Sarah Lucky Clark.
Today's the day we vote, everyone. So you got this. I know it's stressful out there. You got this.
Cast your vote. Be done with it. We'll all live with it together tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We are countrymen.
Right.
Fellows.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts. You don't have to ask me facts.
There are whales alive today that have been alive since before Moby Dick was written in 1851. They're bowhead whales off the coast of Alaska, and they are 200 years old.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Well, we know a lot of stuff that it's like would be incredibly difficult to disprove.
The opposite side of the world from where you are is called the antipode.
Oh, that's what you were talking about. That's neat.
For the most of the continental U.S., it's somewhere in the Indian Ocean between Southern Africa and Australia.
Wow.
I looked up our antipode, and it is just off the coast of South Africa, which is a sharky swim back to land, by the way.
Oh.
Good luck.
How far out to sea are we? Pretty far?
Pretty far. Here it is. It's Madagascar's the island off the coast there. And then you've got Cape Town and Durban, depending on which
way
direction.
Out in the ocean. Like that is...
You're not making that swim.
That's you.
You're shark
hoping
food.
For a foldable kayak.
Yes. Well,
at the very least, anything to float
is
on.
Is better than being in that water right there. Woo! But that's San Francisco's antipode is right off the coast of South Africa and just under Madagascar.
If you live in South Africa, when you look at a globe, are you looking, do they flip it over so south is up?
What?
Or do you have to, like when you look at, or is it always set up north and south? Like when you look at a map of South Africa? It just seems like you'd be, you know, your small end of the globe would be, you know, your pole of the globe would be the top for you. No, nothing.
I don't think so.
I never really thought of that, but as I'm looking at that, I'm like, if I was on there, like if I was...
I would flip the whole world upside down.
Yeah, yeah, but there is no upside down or right side up in space. Like, it is whatever it is. We just happen to name it north and south. Like what if that was the...
But the Earth spins on an axis, and there is one on top and one on bottom.
Yeah, but I mean, in the grand scheme of space, like what's up, what's down, you know? That's all. That's all I'm saying. I shouldn't have asked. I don't know why I asked.
Why
I don't know why I brought,
listen,
I don't
it
know
sounds
I brought
like
that up.
You have an answer for us.
I don't.
You tell us.
I don't know. I just wondered if you live in South Africa, like when you, like when we look at it, all this, like it's right
Get
side
South
up for
Africa
us.
Get South Africa on the phone.
And like, is their hemisphere, do they put their hemisphere on top when they're looking at a globe? That's all I'm asking.
If you have an accent that nobody can place, text us and tell us. <South
African. laughs> Well, if they put it on top, then it's not South Africa.
Well, what if they just, yeah, I don't, right, exactly. I don't know. I just don't know. And honestly, there are times on this show when I go, why'd you say that? Why'd you open your mouth? Why are you asking these questions? And this is one of those times. So we could just.
The only thing I got
depart.
From
All
this
depart.
Story,
All
besides,
depart.
You know, the this getting to look at the map and see where, you know, if we start digging now, we don't hit China, everyone. We hit.
Somewhere in the middle of the ocean, and we will definitely drown.
The very sharky waters off of South Africa. Good luck to you.
The end. No more questions.
Are you sure?
I'm trying really hard.
If you live on the West Coast, do you flip the map around so that you look like you're on the East Coast? Is that the same concept?
Anderson Cooper.
Okay, yes. I don't care.
Doesn't
Whatever
have
you say.
Any formal journalism training.
He's just good looking.
He got his degree in political science from Yale and did his summer internship at the CIA.
And they're like, that guy's so good looking and so well spoken, we're putting him on TV. That's really funny, actually. I would have definitely thought he was like, he went to school for journalism because he's such a, I just love the look of that guy.
He's a
What's that got to do with Kim going to journalism school?
Just because that's who gets those positions. Like, you know, good looking people are always anchored the show. They don't just grab some ugly journalist.
No, I understand.
Like, I get
that.
It. Your chops are amazing. But you only got one eye. Your nose is coming out of your cheek. Get him on TV.
But his mom did outfit an entire generation of young ladies.
Yeah, that probably helped. Gloria Vanderbilt jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a swan?
It was a swan.
Mm.
Yep.
I had Gloria Vanderbilt jeans.
Oh, you did?
I think so. Like one pair.
Oh.
Fancy.
They were, you know, you ask your mom would have so much money to spend on you for back to school. And she'd be like, you really want to blow all your money on that? I'm like, yep. Those are the ones. Look how good my ass looks in these, mom.
You told your mom that?
Told her what?
About how good your ass looks in these jeans?
Well, doesn't everybody, when you put on jeans, isn't that the first thing you do is look at your ass?
I don't know, but I have daughters and I'm definitely tripping on how much they're into clothes now. And even the young one's watching the older one and the older one is getting into it.
Well, right. And mom is a bit of a clothes horse.
Yeah. Not, well, yeah. I mean,
well,
she does.
She's also tiny, so she looks great in
but
clothes.
But she's a businesswoman, mm-hmm. so she certainly has to have certain...
Yeah.
She has to be put together.
Yeah.
But she also can hang.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's one of the reasons why we've made it, is because she can hang. She's
Soft
not
clothes.
Someone... Who, yeah, she can...
Give me my sweatpants.
She can hang out. She exercises. There's plenty of times I get home from whatever I've been up to, and I go in for a smooch, and she's like, I'm gross.
Oh.
And I'm like, all right, it's not stopping me.
Yeah.
No, it's stopping you. I'm stopping you. Back off. I'm gross. Because she's salty from exercising. Mm. She doesn't want that.
She'd be like, I need a salt lick.
Oh, that's my move?
Yeah. And then, you know, be all into it.
Of all the things, well, I have been all into it. And of all the things for you to say, you're encouraging me to annoy her. Think about how you are when John is pursuing you and you're like, no, get off me. No. Right?
Well, if he's really that adamant about it, I usually say, okay.
Oh.
Because I don't want him to feel like he's getting rejected. But I do try to, when I'm not in the mood, I try to, like, I don't change in front of him. Let's put it that way. because I'm so hot that if he gets one look at me, then he'll just be unstoppable. And I'll be like, all right, I guess I have to do you. Just try to like keep it on the down low, baggy sweatshirts, you know, that kind of thing.
Boston.
Oh, what about it?
You're from there.
I'm from south of Boston, yes.
Well.
But that was the nearest big town, that's for sure.
They say that this, I'm curious if you know this. What used to be a staple of New England cuisine alongside lobster rolls and clam chowder is now a jiggly ghost of days past. Do you know what that is?
A jiggly ghost of days past?
Yes.
A jiggly ghost. Well, let's see. If I'm going to get a lobster, I'm going to have corn on the cob. I'm going to have steamers, little clams.
Nice bean pie.
Bean pie, no.
Bean pie?
I guess that's more New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What is bean pie?
Beans in a pie.
Like sweet beans?
Baked beans.
Oh. Baked bean pie.
Yeah.
Coffee jelly was a popular regional dessert.
Coffee jelly?
Coffee jelly. You've never heard of it or seen it?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, coffee jelly.
Mom, you heard of or seen coffee jelly?
Let's see if Ellie chimes in. Yeah. I'd love to hear. Coffee jelly.
What a weird thing. Like, would I smear that on my biscuit or something? I don't...
You were supposed to tell me. I saw this story and I went, I will super serve my partner over here and deliver a Boston-specific story about a food
coffee
that they're
jelly.
Comparing to lobster rolls and clam chowder.
Hmm.
Coffee jelly.
It is okay. Just what you think it would be. It's jelly flavored with coffee.
Hmm.
But it's not jello.
It's like a jelly, like a jam.
The way I see it served here, it looks almost like a, it's hard, it's a
like
little.
Like a jello.
Yeah, almost more like a jello.
It looks more like a jello to me, too.
Yeah, and you use gelatin powder, so yeah, it's a jello.
It
looks good. Like
coffee ice cream's good.
Yeah.
Coffee ice cream is good, you're
right.
But
I actually hate jello. I don't like the googliness of jelly, gelatin.
Well,
jello.
You just wait till you actually don't poop in a box and have to go get an actual, you know, invasive.
Yeah, I'll find something else. I'll have some yogurt or something. I'm not
gonna. You can't have yogurt. You can only have, what is it?
Bone broth.
Bone broth and jello. The end.
Mm. I'll just stick with the bone broth, I guess.
The bone broth. Bone broth actually works. Like whenever I've had to do that, I always say, I don't know why I don't drink more of this. This totally fills you up.
Is there a version of it that you could just make yourself like a mug full at lunchtime?
Absolutely.
No, so why don't you do it more?
I just told you. I don't know why I don't do it more. I do it when I have to do.
Is it kind of viscous or is it just like seems like a straight ungoogly broth?
It's straight ungoogly broth.
Hmm.
At least as I've had it. It's just a beverage and you sip it and it fills you up.
It's very good.
Bone broth.
You've had it too?
Oh, yeah.
Have you had a colonoscopy yet?
Oh yeah, my father that passed.
Oh, it's in your family.
Yeah, so I got to get it every 3 years, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's not fun. She just goes for the poop in the box thing and thinks she's good.
Yeah,
oh.
The cucka bucket.
Ridiculous.
It's fine. You have to do all kinds of stuff to it too. You have to like take this little sample and that one. It's like, oh God, what have I gotten myself into? And then it's over, and you didn't have to go to a doctor, and then you go on with your day. It's great.
Do you get both ends done at the same time? I get the endo and the colon done at the same time.
Why do you get endoscopy done?
No, I do not.
No, it's just
you got like
suggested
a esophageal cancer in the family too.
You're getting upsold, aren't you?
I'm probably getting upsold. Yeah, probably.
The freaking upsell is real.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say.
Hello,
they put
guys.
Coffee jelly in boba drinks.
Oh, I'm not into the boba drinks either with the little balls of jello in them. Like there's.
I'm not either, but I, you know.
But people are really people into like those things. Yeah.
Gloria Vanderbilt, a.k.a. Anderson, is Cooper's mom. Yeah, we
were just talking about that. Thank you for saying.
Mm. Okay. Vin, do you claim to be from LA? I'm not from LA. No, says 510. No, I was born in Fullerton, California, and I grew up in Orange County. And then I moved from there to San Diego after high school.
But you moved away from your parents.
Yes.
You lived alone in San Diego or with
what? A
roommates.
Million boys.
Right.
An interchanging group of rascals.
Is that where Contra Costa College was? What's the name of your college again?
Miracosta. Yes, in San Diego.
Oh, I see.
Contra Costa.
I don't know.
It's
Miracosta. Something.
Come on. I'm a Costa, pastry chef, Costa. And we made coffee jelly rounds as an insert to dessert at one of my jobs. It was not a jam. It was solidified with gelatin leaf.
Oh.
It was delicious, especially with the pairings. Try it if you can.
Well, it sounds like your palate's very developed. I'm not ready for that. No, thanks.
Dated a guy from Reunion Island off the coast of South Africa and Madagascar. This guy used to say he lives on the other side of the world. Literally. He does.
Yeah.
That's exactly where it is. Reunion Island is so sharky, they've banned surfing there. And they have good waves, but they've at least...
It's off of Madagascar, you say?
Yes, off of the coast of South Africa, Reunion Island.
Down close to where our antipode
our spot
is.
Yes, exactly. We add garlic and seasoning to our bone broth. It's delicious. Janine from Petaluma on the app.
Hey, Janine.
Let's see here. Greetings from outside Boston. Never heard of coffee jelly. Did I already read that one? Oh.
No. But it sounds
one
old.
Of your friends
it
is,
sounds oldie timey. Mom, did you? Oh, hold on. Let me see my mom. my mother says I never heard of coffee jelly. And she's old, but she grew up in Philadelphia, actually. So, well, when she lived in the States, that's where she grew up.
Hmm. Oh, that's right. She spent her time all around the world.
All around. So, you know, she settled in Boston because of my dad. They actually met in Rhode Island, too. Rhode Island.
Evie from Pacifica here. Eternal luck does not necessarily mean eternal good luck. I'm going to need the luck, Claire.
Right. You know what? You got a point. You could be the queen of terrible
There's
luck.
The smartest person on the show today. Yeah. Evie from Pacifica. Amazing.
Evie, that is the way to tell us because honestly, luck comes in many forms. God, you got to be so careful with the wording on stuff. You know, these contractual things where you trade your vote for something. I mean, that is, you've really got to make sure it's all on the up and up.
Yeah, if you find a genie, get a lawyer.
I don't even know this. 408 says,
okay.
Speaking of Vin quotes, around my house all the time, we say, I don't know that guy. Mm-hmm. Is that something I say a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that guy. I've never used it, but it, as soon as she said it, I'm like, yep.
That's very, very fun.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Apparently, this is me in quotes as well. I think I'd probably bone Chris Pine, says a very pensive Vinny this morning, followed by love an Aussie accent, but Hemsworth would probably break me.
Mm. Yeah.
I was trying to take your question seriously. I'm participating.
Honestly, I appreciate that. I like to ruminate about which Chris might be the best lay.
If you see a guy like Hemsworth and he's packing what you believe him to be packing, and he's that size, 200 plus pounds, are you like, I want that? Or do you think, I don't know. I don't know if what'll be left of me after that. Or like, what is your thought?
Well, truthfully, my thoughts have changed in the last few years because I used to be younger, hotter, and more into sex. And now I'm kind of like, I know lots of nice young ladies that I'm going to introduce you to.
Oh, no.
Oh, they are going to love you. Now, hand me my Jell-O.
And bone broth.
And my bone broth. No.
415 says, I'm going to watch Hallmark Christmas movies tonight. LOL, Sally from LA listening
you know what,
on
Sally,
Odyssey.
That is the thing. You know, it's so funny. There was a lot of like anti-election coverage programming that sort of came across my desk this morning. Like, you know, the 50 best new TV shows since the turn of the millennium. The 50 feel good rom-com style movies you could watch instead tonight. I thought, oh, there's definitely a segment of the population that's like, enough of that. I guess I'll hear the news tomorrow and go on with my life.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Jason, Taylor, and more after these.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.